Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by two people this time. Why don't you take turns introducing yourself? I guess, Adrian, go first.
Of course, thanks. This is Adrienne Alice Hansel. I'm the literary director at Studio Theater over in Logan Circle, and I also served as the dramaturg for a production of English by Sinéad Tusi. It's running at the theater right now.
Yes, and Caitlin, now you go.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. My name is Caitlin Miller, and I'm the director of education at Planet Word, a museum of words and language in downtown Washington, D.C.
And we wanted to have both of you on because it's sort of a really cool intersection between both Planet Word Museum and Studio Theater, because the show is called English, of course. It's running now through March 12th at Studio Theater. Planet Word, it ties into your mission, too. So I guess let's start with the play itself and sort of what it's about. And then we can go into the Planet Word tie in as well. So Adrian, explain the basic, premise, log line, setup, for listeners that aren't familiar with it. What's the plot?
Yeah, so English is a play by Iranian-American writer Sinéad Tusi, and it is set in the spring of 2009 in Karaj, Iran, which is like the third biggest city in Iran. And it's set at a TOEFL classroom, so that's a test of English as a foreign language. And it follows the four students and the teacher as well, so five characters all together, as they sort of navigate both learning a new language for some of them, and for the rest of them, sort of thinking about what it's like to live a life in two languages, who they are in Persian or Farsi, who they are in the English language. So it leads up to a series of classes, leads up to a test.
Great. And then, at least according to the website, it sounds like the test of English as a foreign language, the whole setup, it sounds like it plays out both some comedy of miscommunications and some of the lost in translation stuff, but also some serious social commentary. I mean, it works on both levels, right?
Yeah, I think when the writer was working through the play, first of all, she is a comic at heart, and I think believes very deeply, especially as an Iranian American who was writing this play in 2017, which is just as the Muslim ban was getting started. In that moment, I think she's like, I want to put the people that I love, the people of the Iranian diaspora, or now or the folks who've returned to Iran, like on stage with their full sense of humor and a full sense of like how hard it is to prepare to live your life in translation, what it is that you give up. And I think she's someone who I know believes in the beauty both of the Persian language and in the beauty of life in Iran. And to give some sense, and I will say this is not a play that wears its like topical events very loudly, but to give some sense of like what it is to decide you have to leave your country, even if it's only to train, because you can't make the life you want to there, and like how that's a space of like tenderness and pain. Funny people making hard choices is what I would say helps sort of capture the tone of her project.
Awesome. Yes. And writing from somewhat experience, family experience, I'll say, because I know, she was born in California, but her mother actually immigrated here from the U.S. after the, Iranian Revolution of, the late 70s and all that stuff. So I'm sure stories passed down and lots of, real life stuff from her family that she gets to infuse into here. Well, cool. All right, real quick, let's bring Caitlin in and talk about sort of the Planet Word angle. What's the level of your involvement in it? Are you performing performances of English at Planet Word, or is it all at Studio Theater, but Planet Word is sort of helping?
It's the performance is happening at Studio Theater, but we have a very exciting event that's taking place virtually for free on Tuesday, February 21st at 6:30, where Adrian and the playwright Sinéad Tusi are going to join us and talk through the themes in the play and the artistry and how the play was written, trying to express these ideas of identity and language, which is so closely related to our mission and goals in the museum.
Okay, great. Dive a little deeper into that virtual event. Where do we watch it? Is it on Planet Word's website?
Yeah, you can absolutely sign up. You can register to attend that event. It will be on Zoom, but you can register in advance at planetwordmuseum.org/events. It's free, 6:30 p.m. February 21st.
Awesome. Online. So the virtual event is on the 21st, and then the show, you know, the show runs, I guess, until March 12th over at Studio Theater. But talk about, I guess, explain, is the goal sort of that, you know, they tune in for the virtual event and get so excited about the play that then, okay, cool. And then they have like a couple more weeks to still go watch it at Studio. Is that sort of the idea to drive some more people to go head out there?
I mean, I will say from Studio's perspective, like that is our fervent hope. And I think another thing we were really excited by was the chance to connect with experts, right? Like Planet Word is a whole beautiful museum about the details of language, but also the complexity, I think, of what's spoken, what's unspoken, and like the ways that we communicate. And I know one thing that I'm really excited about, and Caitlin, I'll offer this space to you too, is a chance to connect to word nerds and a chance to think about, I think one of the things that theater is so good at is the embodied part, especially when you are offering a play about characters who are trying to be themselves in a language they are not fluent in. And I think that gap space between who you know yourself to be and who you can't quite be yet in another language is it's something that Tanaz gets at in such exciting ways that I think the chance to connect like museum nerds who are psyched to think about things and someone Tanaz who creates in space and on people is just a really cool opportunity that we as speaking of studio that we don't always get the chance to connect with the people who feel really invested, I think, sometimes in the subjects of our plays and the themes of our plays.
Thank you. Yes, I think you've highlighted so well some parts of this collaboration that we're really excited about as well. I mean, Planet Word seeks to be a place, both physically and virtually, where people can slow down and think about how the languages they speak, their dialects, the words they use, impact their identity and how they can express themselves and how they are perceived to the outside world. So this is a perfect place to just continue that mission.
Absolutely. Well, thanks you both for speaking to, you know, the reason behind the collaboration so well. That gave me a couple good sound bites there. Let's go. Remind our listeners a little bit more of Planet Word's, you know, founding backstory that, because I mean, I've done a couple stories on Planet Word over the last couple of years because I think it just opened in like 2020. So it hadn't been around all that long, relatively speaking. But in case some people missed any of our previous articles we did, remind them where it's located and, you know, what the whole idea was about.
Absolutely. So first off, Planet Word is located in the historic Franklin School at the corners of 13th and K in downtown Washington, D.C., We are primarily a museum, so we have interactive, hands-on, fun galleries where you can process and learn different concepts and skills around words and language. And I just wanted to say that we were founded by Anne B. Friedman, and like you said, we opened in October of 2020.
Right. And give us a sense of all what kind of other events you got, you know, in addition to this virtual event with Studio Theater and everything, what all sort of in-person events do you all typically hold?
Well, I'm happy to say that we will be one of the screening locations for the Mother Tongue Film Festival, which is also really connected to this idea of language and identity. Our screening will be on February 24th. So you can check that out on our website as well, planetwordmuseum.org/events.
Great. Always exciting stuff. And then in terms of more permanent fixtures and exhibits at the museum itself, describe how, you know, if you want to just come in, you know, not, we're talking about special events today, but, you know, what's the regular bread and butter that you all do that people can come see?
Absolutely. There are three floors of hands-on, tech-forward, interactive galleries about words and language. So I'll give you an example. I'll paint a word picture. One of our exhibits is called the Spoken World Gallery, and it is all about the languages that people speak all over the globe. There is an enormous globe created out of 5,000 LED lights, and then surrounding the globe are iPads where visitors can interact with 31 language ambassadors who teach you a little something about their language. So you can learn a little something about languages all over the world, everything from Mandarin to Iranian Sign Language.
Fantastic. And then, you know, I'll toss a similar question to you, Adrian. You know, remind us where exactly Studio Theater is located, and I believe just did some really exciting renovations in recent years too.
Yeah, we did. So Studio Theater is at the corner of 14th and P Street Northwest, so right next to Logan Circle. And yeah, we just came through, you know, our pandemic project was our renovation, which had been many years in the planning. And then as the pandemic came and we realized that we wouldn't be using our spaces to perform in person with people, that was, we had a digital year in the 2021 season. We underwent this this really beautiful renovation that both sort of opened up our lobby spaces, made this space hopefully feel a little more welcoming. You could be on the corner of 14th and P and be like, oh, look at that interesting brick building, and not really have a sense that it was actually open and available to head into. We also did, and I could nerd out, but maybe folks don't need that. We also did a really cool renovation on one of our theaters, which used to have fixed seats and now is fully sort of reconfigurable, which is going to be really interesting and exciting. Our upcoming show, Clyde's, is in that space because it lets us give some breath to our designers, do a little more larger scale experiments when it comes to sort of where we put the audience with our stage. And I think, you know, it will still be the sort of telltale studio for folks who know it. Intimate spaces, it's still, we're still talking a 200 seat theater, but it's going to give us some more flexibility. And then, like, very boring and such critical work around our HVAC systems and other not that visible, but as a person who works in that building, very critical infrastructure work as well.
Awesome. Well, thanks for teasing a couple upcoming shows. I definitely, and I want to hold you to this. I want you to reach out and we'll cover Clyde's, Good Bones, Fun Home, love Fun Home. You know, all the, you know, we'll do individual pieces on the upcoming shows as well. But just, you know, while we're now, you know, bringing it full circle to English, I have plenty to work with, but I guess my question is, like, going forward, do you both see future collaborations between Studio Theater and Planet Word, not just English, but maybe future productions too?
I mean, I'll say from Studio's perspective that Planet Word has just been a really expansive, thoughtful, creative partner in thinking about, I mean, there are obviously some, like, very concrete connections here, but I think getting to know Caitlin and really engaging with the mission beyond, I've been to the museum. I also love this museum. I would say I hope so. You know, I think that the theater and our writers and the writers that Studio is drawn to is a place that does, you know, contemporary work, place in the last 5 years, give or take. That writers do really interesting things with language and communication. And I am very sure that we'll have some spaces of overlap in the coming seasons.
I'll just add to that a hearty yes to everything Andrea's shared, getting to know her, working with her, and also with all the great thought partnership on the part of Studio Theater in general. I think it's been great, and I think there's plenty of opportunities in the future.
I'm very glad awesome. To hear you say that, Caitlin. I a little felt like I, like, proposed to you on Jumbotron in that moment, so thank you.
positive reception.
Excellent.
Pose on Jumbotron. I love it. Awesome. But, you know, well, while we wait to see which future collaborations might happen, you know, we're hopefully that happens, but for now you got to check out English. It's going to be now through March 12th at Studio Theater, and then don't miss the Planet Word collaboration virtual event on February 21st. Is that right? Did I get the right?
Tuesday, February 21st, 6:30 p.m. Language and Identity, English by Sanaz Tusi.
Awesome. Hey, thank you so much, both of you, for doing this. This will be a cool story, I think.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, this is great. Thanks.